Hey there, birth nerd. You're listening to the Birth Worker Podcast. My name is Kylie Banks, and I am totally obsessed with birth and equally obsessed with business. And this is the show where I help women turn their passion for birth into a sustainable, profitable, and most importantly, impactful career. All right, let's get into it. Welcome back to episode 84 of the Birth Worker Podcast. Today, we are talking about going viral on Instagram. And I'm super excited to talk about this because I know, and I very clearly remember when I was getting started, that everyone, including myself, wants to go viral. We want our posts to get a bunch of likes, a bunch of views, a bunch of comments. It feels really good. It's a way to like pat ourselves on the back for like actually seeing our hard work like come to life in front of our eyes. And it feels really, really good sometimes. And so I want to chat a little bit about a couple ways that you can make your doula Instagram go viral. But to be honest, I also want to share a lot of reasons that it's not as great as you think. And so I will share this all from personal experience. I have had posts get multiple millions of likes, which is insane. And I kind of want to talk about like the fallout of what happens after that, because it's something that a lot of us don't think about when we're getting started. And so let's jump right into a couple ways that you can make your doula Instagram go viral. So the number one thing is to post shameless, authentic content. Posting the typical, like, how to pain cope with labor contractions is not gonna go viral in most cases. It's the stuff that other people are scared to say out loud, or it's the funny stuff that make people laugh. You know, no one is scared to talk about how to deal with pain of labor contractions. And that doesn't necessarily make people laugh, right? And so I think one of the best ways to go viral is to literally just be authentic, to take away any of that filter, that need for like doing it right or marketing it right or having the perfect call to action. Take all of that away and just make content that is either funny, or the other one is like a little bit divisive. Funny and a little bit divisive. Yes, you can go viral with trends, but I want to say in the birth community specifically, it's a little bit different. A lot of the people that you see going viral with like birthy type, like trends with a birthy spin, are a lot of those accounts that already have 100,000 followers. So of course their posts are going to get 100,000 views and 100,000 likes because they have that audience already. But this episode is more specifically for the person who's kind of just getting started, who has maybe 100 to 1,000 Instagram followers, and they want to see their posts get 1,000 likes or 100,000 views. That would be so cool, right? And so that is absolutely how you do it. Divisive content, not to pretend, not to like purposefully divide, but just take a really strong stand. That's a kind of content that can go viral. And then the funny stuff, the shameful, authentic, funny, divisive content, that is the content that's going to go viral. Now, one of the things that my social media coach told me, which absolutely changed my life. Well, let me take you back a minute. I remember asking her, I said, can you just tell me like what kind of content to post? Like, can you just give me a system? Her name was Nadine. She's from The Social Shells. She's a marketing Instagram social content coach. I said, can you just give me like a framework? Like, tell me what to post. Tell me how many reels per week. Tell me how many carousels per week. Tell me how many grid posts. Should they be pictures? Should they be quotes? Like, literally just tell me what to do. And what she said was so real, and I love her for it. She said, I cannot do that because what works for someone else is not going to work for you, Kylie. You have a very different audience. So if I go see what is working for someone else in a different niche, even in the birth niche, if we try and copy that and have you do the same exact stuff, it's not going to have the same impact. It's not going to get the same virality. It's not going to get the same engagement because you have different audiences. And so not only are you different as the entrepreneur, right? Every single one of us brings something special to the table. But our audience is completely different too. And this is within the same niche, I want to tell you, okay? So when I look at other people who have huge Instagram followings on Instagram, whether that's Flo or whether that's Karen from Pain Free Birth or Emma from The Naked Doula, all of us have very different content. So if Emma from The Naked Doula started posting exactly what Karen from Pain Free Birth is posting, it's not going to hit the same with her audience because her audience is very different, right? And so we can't just look at other people and say, what are they doing to go viral? Let me copy them. That's not how it's going to work. And so to be honest, what I would rather you do is just be authentic to yourself, to put that blinders on and stop focusing on what other people are posting, but put the blinders on and focus on what you want to be posting. Because if you are shameless and you are authentic, I guarantee that that's going to be relatable. And it's that relatable content that does really, really well. The other thing I want to say here, and this is something that I know specifically from coaching doulas inside our birthworker community membership, is that the posts that go viral are the posts that took no thought behind them. And this is like a, 100 out of 100. I'm talking every single post from myself or any of my students that got more than, let's say, 10,000 likes, 10,000 likes all the way up to a million, 2 million likes. It was the content that was posted last minute without a thought, potentially without even a caption, especially if it's on Instagram, without a caption, without a call to action, just literally randomly posted it. Now that being said, I want to give you a tip for something that you can do to almost take advantage of this. And I know I talked about it on a past episode, so if you're a longtime listener, I really appreciate you. But what I want to say is that if you make a post just kind of like half-assed and it's starting to get a lot of likes and engagement behind it, you can actually go in and change the caption. And this is, I'm pretty sure, on any social media platform, definitely on Instagram, and definitely on TikTok too. So I think it's on any platform, you can go in and actually change the caption. And so what you could do is you can add a call to action to that caption. And this is how one of my amazing students, Clara, I want to say she like 10x her email list. I want to say she went from like 20 to 200 over a weekend on her email list from literally doing this. And what she did is she took, I want to say, that very first sentence in her caption, and she made it the call to action to her freebie so she could grow her email lists. And so let's just say you randomly post a video of your kid and it's going viral, and you're getting all these likes and engagement on that. What you can do is you can go in, you can edit the caption, make the first line of the caption say, click the link in my bio to get my freebie on how to have an ecstatic birth without freaking out. Or, want to stand up for your preferences? Click the link in my bio to get the workshop, my free workshop on like advocating for yourself during birth or whatever that is. You can do that in that very first sentence in the caption. So that's what people are seeing. And that's specifically important for Reels because people are looking at, when they're scrolling through Reels, they're not like looking to go sign up for anything. Like they're literally just probably sitting on their couch, enjoying themselves. They're not there to like learn. And so when people are scrolling through Reels, a lot of the times they're not opening the caption. And so if you have a post that's going a little bit viral, we want to change that very first line. We call that line the hook because that's what you see before you click more to view more. And so that's the line that we want to change. Yes, of course, you can always just go in and put a normal like call to action at the very end, CTA, we call it call to action at the very end, but I'd rather you change that hook. So that's something you should do if a post is going kind of viral, to capture that in a way that actually changes your business. And that's kind of a great segue because what I want to jump into is that sometimes going viral is actually not as great as you think. Right? So for instance, my post that did a couple million in likes, okay, I have to like zoom out a little bit and scoot back just a little bit to teach you a little bit about how ads work. So when you're running ads, like Facebook and Instagram ads, you can send things to your warm audience, which means people who already have seen your content. People have clicked to your page. People have liked your post. They've engaged. That's your warm audience. And then you can also send ads to your cold audience, which is people who've never heard of you, never landed on your page, don't know who you are. It's like a new audience. And so when you're running ads for a launch, which I always do when I'm doing like a big launch, I run a ton of ads, upwards of like $20,000 in ads for big launches. Caveat that you're not going to start there. I didn't start there. I only got to there when I started to prove myself that I could spend that amount on ads and get back 10x. Anyway, what had happened is I was going into a launch season. And I typically pour a bunch of money into warm ads because I want the people who already follow me, who've already engaged, to see this content going into my launch, because then maybe they're going to join my program, come to my webinar, etc. And so I poured a bunch of money into these warm ads. But guess what? 2 million people had recently liked my post. And out of those 2 million people, to be honest, the majority of them were like middle-aged men. And so I was paying out the wazoo for these ads that weren't even going to the right people, because it was a post that it was just a post of my daughter, me and my daughter riding her car like down the street. And it was just, it was funny. Or no, it was my daughter falling asleep while riding her car down the street. And so it was very funny. It was very viral worthy. It was a very cute and funny post, but because it didn't go to the right audience and because the right audience wasn't engaging, it actually severely hurt my business and it made my ads cost way higher than it needed to be. And I would have been much better off if I had just stuck to birthy types of content. So that's a situation where you say, wow, I didn't even think about that. Like I didn't even know that was a possibility. And to be honest, I knew it was a possibility and I did it anyway. And I absolutely should not have. And that's part of the reason why, if you've been around for a while, you know that I have The Autonomy Mommy on Instagram. And then I also have Birthworker Podcast on Instagram. And so now, after that launch specifically, we decided to split my accounts. So now The Autonomy Mommy, I'm not running ads to that account ever. That's kind of like my personal account, even though it has 30,000 followers. But Birthworker Podcast is the account that we will run ads from. And the Birthworker Podcast account is very birth specific, or very doula, business, entrepreneur, birth, postpartum specific. And so hopefully nothing like that will ever happen again to my business. The other thing that I want to dive into is going viral does not equal getting paid, like, whatsoever. I mean, maybe if you're an influencer who's part of the program on like YouTube or TikTok where you're getting paid for views, but that's a little different. That's like a long-term influencer. We're talking about just going viral, you know, once on a post. And when that happens, it does not equal getting paid, especially for me when the post had nothing to do with birth. There's no way I could put a call to action on that post because it literally had nothing to do with birth or business or anything like that. And so I want you to know that going viral is not the end all be all, right? Increasing our impact, helping women have amazing birth experiences, making more money for ourselves and our family, like, that's the goal. The goal is not to go viral. And so if you've been finding yourself like just dying to go viral lately, and like going viral is your number one goal, I want you to actually like reframe that and switch your number one goal back to impacting more lives, serving more women, and, you know, building a legacy for you and your children. That's what I want your goal to be, not to go viral on Instagram, because it doesn't directly equal to something like getting paid. And it doesn't directly relate to impact either. Not at all. Sometimes we go viral for the wrong reasons. Sometimes we go viral to all of the trolls being horrible to us. That actually happened to me on TikTok once. That's one of the reasons I stepped away from TikTok. I was like, nope, I'm doing well on Instagram. I'm going to go back to Instagram. Another thing I want to say is that when you go viral, it doesn't always equate like to a huge follower growth either. Sometimes you're just getting a ton of views on one piece of content, and sometimes you don't really, you know, see that increase in followers. What I would much rather see is that instead of like randomly going viral on the For You page or like the Instagram I don't even know what it's called, an Instagram For You page. What I would much rather see is that other people in your niche are sharing your content to their stories. So for instance, I want you to make a post that is so good that I share it to my stories, and then I know that you're going to get a lot of followers from that. Because the people that follow me already love birth, and if you make a really good birth post and I share it, you are going to gain followers. And that is one of the ways that my account grew so fast, because people like Karen from Pain Free Birth, or Emma from The Naked Doula, or Emily from Mama Wilder, or Kate from Rose Motherhood were sharing my posts to their stories. And every time they would share my post, I would get 400, 500, 600 new followers from that one post that they shared. So I would much rather you, if you're gonna like want to go viral, I would much rather you like want other people to share your content to their stories than to just go viral on the For You page. Another thing I want you to do is to prioritize finding your people. Prioritize getting in front of your perfect client, not getting in front of all people. And I know this sounds a little bit silly, but I would rather have 100 followers on Instagram that are 100% aligned, that are going to turn into clients, that love what I do, that know who I am, that hype me up, than 10,000 followers on Instagram who don't even really care. Or maybe they're like not even pregnant or don't have kids, or maybe they're like men or like old women who don't have kids, and they're just, you know, like my mom and my mom's friends, right? I would rather have the 100 followers who hype me up, who love me, who buy my stuff, who share my stuff, than a million people who aren't a good fit. And I know that sounds crazy, because sometimes people are like, 100 people, like that's not enough. Like I can't, how am I going to make a business if I only have 100 people to sell to? But then I step back and I ask you, like, okay, if all 100 of those people wanted to become clients of yours and wanted you to be their doula, could you say yes to all 100 today? No, you couldn't. So even 100 people is too much when it comes to clientele. Now, if you are creating those more passive offers like workshops and online courses, which of course, that is totally my jam and that's what I help people do. But if you're doing that, yes, of course, you could take 100 students in one day. But let's think about that again. If you're selling a comprehensive birth course for $500 and 100 people buy it, you now have $50,000. That is awesome. That is enough money to now pour into your business, now go get mentorship and turn that $50,000 into $500,000 very quickly, you know, within a year or two, absolutely. So I would much rather you find your people and prioritize finding your people, your dream client, than trying to get your stuff in front of everybody, because everybody doesn't care about you, right? We want to find the people that do care about you. We want to find the people who may potentially become clients or students of yours. And if you're spending all your time intentionally trying to go viral, you're probably going to skip over the people that actually love you. You're probably not going to make content for the people that love you. You're probably going to take your content too wide and not niche enough to where it's probably not even going to be pulling in your perfect client. And that's not what we want you to do. Something else worth mentioning is that sometimes when we create something that goes viral, sometimes we feel like put in a box. So if you, let's say you're a birth doula and you're a birth account and you make a lot of birth content, but all of a sudden you have a post that goes viral for baby wearing or for newborn care or something like that, you might put yourself in a box. You might do it to yourself, consciously or subconsciously, where you say, oh, okay, the content that did really well was this newborn content or this baby wearing content or whatever it is. And so you might feel inclined to produce more of that content, even if it's actually like not what you want to do. And I bet you can, you know, think to yourself, yeah, I could see that happening. If something blows up and goes viral, you might feel pressured to make more content like that. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. Like sometimes it's really good to like follow where the engagement is, because that means your people also enjoy that kind of content. But if it's not what you want to do, that's not good. That's not going to feel good in your soul. You are going to burn out. Potentially you don't even have any offers for that niche. And so potentially you're going to be making all this content and not really making an impact, not really making an income. Right? That's not why you got into this business. None of us became birth workers to make $1 million. I will die on that hill. This is not the industry. This is not the community. This is not the career that you would pick if you wanted to make $1 million. Not at all. So why go try and find 1 million likes? Why go try and make a bunch of money? Why not refocus on the impact that we can create, and how we can help people have better birth experiences, and how we can help people avoid trauma, and lead with that, and lead with that authentically and shamelessly, and talk about the topics that you're a little bit scared to talk about, and stop being afraid of getting canceled, and all of those things. That is how you go viral on Instagram. But not only going viral on Instagram, that's how you actually create a movement. That's how you create followers, or find followers, or build a community of people that have your back, that want to buy what you have to sell, that want to share your stuff with their audience and their friends, that tell people about you in person, that refer their friends to you. That's what's important here. And that's what I really want to focus on inside my programs for the rest of this year, is helping people understand that community, fostering that community, has got to be the number one goal as you're growing your business. Because if you don't have that community that's going to go to bat for you, if you don't have the community that is waiting at their computer for you to drop your next program and to purchase as soon as the doors open, then it's not going to snowball as fast as it could. If you have that community, if you're focused solely on building that community and building those relationships without asking for anything in return, that's when you're going to get a lot in return. So let's stop focusing on going viral. Let's stop focusing on the numbers of likes and followers and engagement, etc. And let's start focusing on the quality of people that are following us. That's what I want you to do. That's what I want you to spend your time doing between now and the new year. Before I go, I just want to let you know that we have some amazing new things coming down the line. I know we just launched Build Your Online Birth Business Launch Edition, but we have a lot of other amazing things coming. We have new webinars. I'm going to be talking a lot about one of my mentors, Amy Porterfield, over the next couple of weeks. We have a workshop coming up. And so what I want you to do is I want you to hit subscribe to this podcast so you do not miss any of the amazing free things that we have coming up to help you build your doula legacy, become a doulapreneur, a doula entrepreneur, and just do amazing things that you're capable of doing. So don't forget to hit subscribe. And then I did want to mention again, Amy Porterfield. She is one of my very first mentors, or rather, she is my very first mentor. She is the mentor that helped me get from $0 to $50,000, one of my first years building my online course. But essentially, she helped me launch my very first birth course over and over and over and over again. And throughout that process, that's when I really started to build this legacy. That's when I started to put the foundation in place. She's one of the ones that helped me understand Instagram and how to build the right kind of community like we talked about today. So if you want to head over to Amy's podcast, she has her own podcast. That's amazing. She does 2 episodes per week. I want you to go to birthworker.com/Amy, A-M-Y. You'll also find that link in the show notes. And essentially what I want you to do, it's going to take you to her podcast. I want you to binge some of her podcast episodes and just get excited, because we have some amazing things coming up over the next few weeks. And maybe I'm even bringing Amy Porterfield here onto the Birth Worker podcast to share all of her tips with you too. I don't know for sure. I'm not dropping that for sure, but I just want you to get excited for it. So Hit subscribe to the show so you never miss anything. And then birthworker.com/Amy. Take a listen to Amy's podcast and check out some of her resources too. I'll link them on that page. And I will see you right back here on Friday.